performing it well sort of expands its boundaries and its power, and you flesh it out and entertain people with it, you know. But I think I enjoy the writing a lot, you know. I mean, it's hard, and it's always hard to write a good song, so you always need to have a new idea of some sort. But that sort of thing, that's the release that you feel after you've done the writing and you come out and you're finally face to face and you're speaking to somebody. That's why you wrote that song, you know.
To connect.
Yeah, that's why, you know, you picked up a guitar and put a band together and wrote that song. So that's the fulfillment of the whole process, you know, in some fashion.
You drove yourself through 4 hours, sometimes longer, to almost exhaustion.
To exhaustion.
That was how you would know. I could not go one more song. Is that it?
So I don't know. It's on certain nights, I suppose, you know. It was an outgrowth of just playing in bars, really. I think that a 4 hour show was, when we did it, was something that were only maybe a few other bands doing it. And it was something that didn't happen in a concert setting. But it happened every night in bars all across America.
And there were other guys doing 4 hours. They just weren't playing for
more,
a stadium full of people.
And more. And so really, I think the length of the show came out of two things. Once I had a few records out, I wanted to play the songs that the fans wanted to hear, and I wanted to play all my new songs too.
Yeah.
And then also, we'd gotten used to playing minimum of three hours in a bar, and you didn't feel like you'd done it in some fashion. And I wanted it to be an extreme experience also. I wanted it to be an experience that wasn't casual, that was somehow, that pushed at the limits. It pushed at the limits. And so I wanted that extremeness, and I wanted people to be brought to some place and to come out of themselves and to be there, you know, so.
Would you test out songs at concerts, or did it have to be perfect before you would perform it in front of a lot of people?
We played, probably Born to Run, we played quite a bit before I ever recorded it in some slightly different versions. In the earlier days, you'd go out and if I had something I was excited about, I'd come out and play it, you know. And so I think that there was initially a lot of audience. I don't know if it was a test, but it was just something you were excited about doing. If you had a great riff, you wanted to hear it that night, you know.
Yeah.
If I had most of the words that went with it, sometimes I'd give it a shot, you know. That changed a little bit as we went on. Yeah, if I had a new song I liked, I'd come out and play it. You know, I played The River before it was recorded, and it was, you know, you just felt it had an urgency that you wanted to, you know, tonight's the night. I gotta sing that tonight.
56 of these songs we've never heard before in this.
That's what they say.
Ten of them we've heard before, and some in different versions, like Born in the USA.
Yeah.
There's a version here.
Yeah.
That's raw.
Right. It's a different. It was the original version that I cut in my bedroom. You know. But you know, the 56 have not been released before. And I think some of them are B sides and some other and a few other things that I wanted to include. But the original version of Born in the USA that should have probably went on Nebraska, maybe, I don't know, you know.
But you didn't put it in at that time.
I didn't think it was finished, and it was one of my first songs about Vietnam, and I was trying to, I think I wanted to make sure I had it right, and I wasn't quite sure that I'd finished it. Listening back, it came out pretty good, really, and I think now I might have, if I was making that decision today, I probably would have put it on, you know.
Put it in Nebraska.
Yeah, I would have put it in Nebraska, but you know, that at the moment I was careful with it, and I think I was recording Nebraska and Born in the USA simultaneously, the rock record, and so I had sort of these two very different things going on, and one of the first things we did was cut the band version of Born in the USA. And when I heard that, I felt that was really powerful, and I knew that was going to be the centerpiece of the music I was doing at that time, and so I went with the band version.
How was it for you to go back and through to the very beginning and listen? I mean, you have John Hammond, the great legendary CBS radio executive at the beginning of this, who in a sense saw you and heard you and said,
right, that was a big thrill.